I'm Georgie Crawford. This is the Gut Glow Podcast. Following a cancer diagnosis in my 30s, my goal is to inspire and empower people on their self-care journey. Through the conversations I have with my guests, we hope to do just that.
There is a plan, and believe that if you're at rock bottom and you're suffering, this is all part of your life, your tapestry. This is your story, and where you go next is what's crucial.
Although I went through a tough time, it showed me how someone could still love me at my lowest and at my weakest, because the love before was easy, but the love at my lowest was real.
So deep down, we all know what we want in life. We all know what makes us happy. We all know the life we dreamed about. And deep down, we all know what we're capable of if you only give yourself permission to do it.
I now live a healthy and fulfilled life where self-care is a top priority and every day is an opportunity to grow. This season of the Gut Glow Podcast is brought to you with thanks to Ireland's leading pharmacy chain, Lloyds Pharmacy. Whether you're looking for advice or support with allergies, pregnancy, vitamins or skincare, their highly trained teams can make it easier for you and your family. Visit lloydspharmacy.ie for all your healthcare and well-being needs. Lloyds Pharmacy, say hello to the people that know. Hello, I hope you are well. I'm so delighted the Gut Glow Podcast is back today. I'm looking forward to keeping you company over the next 12 weeks. We've had a busy few weeks with the launch of the Gut Glow Wellness Program. We are thrilled with all the feedback in the forums and seeing people start their self-care journey. So we do have a limited sale on at the moment if you'd like to check it out over on thegutglow.ie. I'm delighted to kick off season 9 with Vogue Williams. I met Vogue almost 10 years ago in Spin. It's been amazing to watch her career go from strength to strength and watch her family grow. She's always stayed very true to her roots, and I hope you will enjoy our conversation today about landing her biggest TV show to date, which she'll be home to film in Ireland over the next couple of weeks, how she deals with her anxiety and her love for her family. I hope you enjoy. Vogue, I am so excited to say these words. Welcome to the Gut Glow Podcast.
Yay! Thanks for having me.
I was looking for podcasts that you've been on over the last couple of years this morning, and you have done very few podcasts. You do your own, of course, with Spencer and Joanne, but you haven't been a guest on many podcasts. So thank you so much for your time today.
You are welcome. Yours is a nice one. I know I won't get in trouble.
I know when I asked you a couple of years ago, actually, you said, oh, Amber loves your podcast. Yeah, we have to make it work someday. And then COVID happened and, well, here we are.
I know.
So, like, Vogue, you're doing it all. I think it's great that your podcast does so well in Ireland. So it feels like every Tuesday we get to check in with your life and see how you and Spencer are getting on. Has it been a whirlwind, especially over the last couple of years? Like, so much has happened in your life.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes I do just have to take a little bit of a step back, because I do, like, I feel like there's so much on top of me. Because like any mom, I'm kind of obsessed with, like, being a great mom and making sure you do everything with the kids as well as your own stuff. So actually this week, for the first time in ages, I'm like, you know what? I'm doing it really well this week. So I'm delighted. But there's a lot been going on. But things that I've been working towards since I started in this industry, since I was like 16. So to hear my name crop up in like TV companies and different things like that, it's just so amazing, because I feel like I've worked so long to kind of get to where I am, and you kind of see things happening, and it's just really exciting.
Yeah, I think the thing about you, obviously you're a household name in Ireland and you have been for a long time, but to see your career grow in the UK is amazing. But the thing about you is that you've always stayed true to yourself. I feel like you've always had the bigger picture in mind, you know, when you were working with brands or what kind of work you were choosing to do, it was always kind of with your brand in mind. And you must feel like there's so much coming at you on a daily basis. Like, how do you juggle it all?
Well, I actually have a great management team, to be honest with you. But like I, as you said, I choose the people that I want to work with because I'm lucky to be in a position where a lot of people want to work with me. But like, unless I love a product or unless I use it personally, I just don't want to be like selling anything to anyone. And I see influencers and there's, if that's the way they want to do it, that's fine. But I think that like, you've got to be honest with your followers because you're selling something. And if you don't think it's great, why would you want anyone else to buy it? Because people do part with their money when they see you using stuff. So luckily for me, I get to work with brands that I absolutely love and I get to do TV work that I love and I get to work at radio that I loved. I started out obviously with your husband. He gave me my first radio show years ago.
Oh my God. Isn't it so funny? Like there's so many people I've had on my podcast that started in Spain and I remember you'd come in and we'd all be like wrecked sitting on our desks and you'd walk through the door like so beautiful and so stylish and we'd be but it's been such a like crazy journey for you since those days. And you know, you've made documentaries, as you said, you've done TV, radio. Like, where do you feel most at home?
I love doing TV. I've always loved doing TV. So live TV is amazing. It's you get such a buzz. I do the Steph show over here and it's like, because you know you could mess up. So I find it really exciting. But then I hadn't done radio in years and years. And then obviously I got the job at Heart after what do you even call it? 8 interviews basically where I had to do like a whole show for them and stuff like that. But I love radio too. And I didn't love it at the start. I found it really hard because you'd think switching from radio, from TV presenting to radio presenting would be exactly the same, but it's completely different. So learning that whole new skill has been really cool as well. So I kind of love all my jobs and I love that they're all different.
Mm. And I love your podcast with Spencer because it's like your reality show with Spencer was such a hit. Did you expect it to be that popular?
The podcast?
No, the TV show you did. Was it on E4?
Yeah, it was on E4. I suppose, no, you're kind of worried about what people will think of you, what people will say about you, how it will be edited. And obviously, like, you're not like best mates all the time. You do have your niggles. So that was kind of surprising. But like, I think it's great to find that, like, a lot of people compare themselves to our relationship. They're like, that's what we're like. That's what we do. And like, our relationship is so similar to other people's. And it's nice to like have that banter back and forth with people.
Mm. He adores you, doesn't he? Like, I think it's so obvious when you listen to the podcast.
Almost as much as he loves himself.
But do you feel so safe in that relationship? Because he says it openly how much he loves you and he calls you darling. It's so nice to hear.
He is. He's really great. He's really romantic and he's really like, I don't know, tactile. And I'm not really like that. I don't know if it's an Irish thing, but like I wouldn't be a massive hugger or anything like that. And he is. So like, it's lovely to be around that and see it. But like, I'm mad about him. I think he's great. And we just get on so well. So like, I felt like lockdown, we were quite lucky to be locked down with each other because it actually was lovely to get to spend that extra time together. But no, he's gas. I think he's great as well.
When you were bringing him around Ireland and that TV show, it was just so entertaining. I don't know what it is about your relationship. I think it's because you take the piss out of him and it's really funny to watch. But he takes it well, doesn't he? And he's well able to slag you back.
Oh, he can easily slag me back. But like, that's always been our relationship. And I think that that's a lot of Irish relationships as well. You just kind of rip the piss out of each other. I know what my friends and stuff like, that we all rip the piss out of each other as well. It's just the way, it's kind of just Irish life. So he slots into that quite well. And he loves Ireland. I'm dragging him back. We're finally getting home. So I'm going to be home in a couple of weeks, I think.
Really? How long?
All being well.
How long has it been since you were home?
February last year.
Wow, that's a long time.
I know. Well, rules kept changing. I got pregnant, then I couldn't fly, then it was too early to fly with the baby, then the rules changed again. We nearly got back before Christmas, but just before we were about to go back, like the day before, I had everything packed and everything, the day before the rules changed, so we couldn't go again because it was only for people going back to work and like we just weren't. So it was a nightmare. It was so close. I had my shopping ordered and everything.
And is your mum in Ireland? Have you not seen her in over a year?
I haven't seen her since she came over when Gigi was born. So I saw her in July last year. No, I haven't seen her. It kind of feels like you see them a lot though as well. We FaceTime all the time, but I haven't seen my brother. He's never met my baby, Gigi. So there's loads of that. But you know what? Like, as much as that's annoying, we haven't had it as bad as other people. So I just try and remind myself of that and just, it's fine. He'll meet her.
And what was it like having a baby during COVID in that time? Was it so different?
To be fair, if that was my first baby, I probably would have found it quite difficult. Mm. But I think because it was our second baby, like, Spencer was delighted to be getting out of going to all the stuff. So so I kind of just went on my own and it was fine because we'd done it before and there wasn't like as much of a like, oh my God, it's the first time. So actually, again, we were kind of lucky that it wasn't our first.
And was Spencer able to be there for Gigi's birth?
Yeah, you see, they had us, well, we were lucky again that the rules kind of changed. So like literally 2 months before, he wouldn't have been allowed to stay the night or anything like that. So we went in, we had to stay in our room the whole time, which was fine. And then he stayed the night and then we just left the next day. So it was fine. It's yeah. Grand. We had a lovely day.
So you're going to come home to Ireland. So what is it, you know, what's your first thing you do? Obviously, you're from Howth, you love Howth. You talk about Howth all the time.
I love Howth.
What is it about Howth that, you know, makes it feel like home? Obviously, your friends, family and...
Yeah, like I grew up there. My friends and family are there. I love everything about Howth. I love being by the sea. I love the cliff walks. Howth is kind of like a vortex. Like if you live there, you kind of never leave. I did, but like I'm still drawn to it all the time. So I love the chipper there. I love the Chinese there. You know, I miss an Irish Chinese. I haven't had Chinese since I was in Ireland last year because it's just not as good here.
So is that what you do then when you go home? Are you straight on to get a takeaway?
Oh yeah, 8391473. That's the Dragon Boat's number.
Okay, go on, tell us, what's your order?
I used to, if I'm trying to be healthy, I'll go for beef and black bean sauce. Otherwise, I'll get the chili beef and noodles.
Oh, nice. And does Spencer enjoy an Irish Chinese takeaway?
No, Spencer has, his taste buds are slightly more accelerated than mine.
Tell us about, you've been so open and honest, and I think it's so great when someone, you know, looks like they have this gorgeous, fabulous life, to talk about anxiety and the fact that you have suffered on and off with anxiety for years. And you said that you had a little flare up at the start of the year. Me too. Yeah. I was really bad last October, November. And I suppose through the years, I get to know myself and what, you know, how I can best deal with it. So do you have little things that you turn to when you're suffering?
Yeah, I think like even this morning I woke up and Gigi woke me up, and then I wake up lately just quite anxious, but like it's not an anxious that I'm like, oh, it's not so dready anymore. It's actually like I just wake up and I'm like, right, I'm anxious. Annoying that I've woken up really early. I could have done with more sleep, but I just get up and I just kind of get on with my day and just try not to make it into a bad thing. I got that CBD oil from Nadia Ford's boyfriend. Oh my God, that stuff's amazing.
Yeah.
So I took that a couple of nights, and it just gets you into a real dead sleep. I found that helped. But honestly, exercise for me is just the best, and being organized. So like I have to have everything super organized, and like my diary needs to be perfect because I'm so busy. If it's not organized, I feel like it's all coming on top of me. But exercise. So I train 4 times a week. And I love it. I love that hour on my own. I love going to really good trainers. I love doing the Insta lives as well with my followers. So that's kind of the number one for me. And booze. I don't really drink that much anymore, because if I do, like, honestly, I'm so anxious the next day. And I just feel like, why do I keep doing this to myself?
And I'd say through the years, though, you've learned, you know, oh, it's alcohol that triggers me, or it's a bad sleep. It's writing things down really helps. Like, I know for me, when I feel like things are getting kind of out of control, Jamie's always like, write it all down. It helps so much, doesn't it?
Oh my God, 100%, because it feels like you're kind of getting your life in order. Mm. And anxiety is like, I feel like it's like what could happen. It's something that probably will never happen, but it's what could happen. And like, if you write it down, you're organized for every eventuality. And one of my friends, Rona, actually, she's a therapist. And she said to me once, because I was having like panic attack, like nightmare. We were up at somewhere for my birthday in Scotland. And I just couldn't sleep. And I knew I had to get up at 5 a.m. And like at midnight, I was down with her, like crying. She was still up. And she was like, why are you so stressed? I was like, because like, I know I have to get up early in the morning and I have a job all day. And she's like, yeah, but what's the worst that can happen? And that always stuck at me because I was like, actually, what is the worst that can happen? I'll be knackered the next day. It doesn't matter. No one's going to die. So I kind of try and think about it like that as well. Put it into perspective a bit.
Yeah, it's really good, I think, to acknowledge it in order, if you're ever going to get through it, it's really good to acknowledge that it's happening. That's a really good tip. And have you found that since becoming a parent, you're more anxious? I know when I had Pia, I was like, I'll never sleep again, you know, with this baby and the house that I have to look after. Have you found, was it easier on Gigi than it was on Theodore? Or
I think with your second, like, first of all, you don't have the time like you had your first. So like, I used to literally spend hours rocking Theodore to sleep and my arms would be in bits. And Gigi, like, we just put her in her room, close the door and she's gone. So she's been great. She didn't sleep through though till 7 months. And you get in that phase and you're like, I'm never going to sleep properly ever again. This is how I'm going to feel forever. But like, it does pass and you get into a routine. But I think as a parent, sorry, but you'll always be absolutely wrecked.
And you were saying you want 4. Spencer wants 5. No. 5's a lot.
5, you won't get invited anywhere. Not that I want to be, actually, to be fair. One of my friends was talking about their wedding and I was like, he's like, oh, I just don't know. Like, I don't know how many we can have. I was like, don't worry, don't invite me. I'll actually be happy if you don't invite me. I'll watch from afar.
Have you found with COVID, like from someone who suffers on and off with your anxiety, that in some ways it's been a blessing that you haven't had to go out or do certain things?
Do you know what? If anything with COVID as well, I think that everyone has found a better way to manage their time. Like, I mean, if we had been doing this like when I was in Ireland, I would have been an hour getting into you. We would have been recording, chatting, and then an hour getting home. And actually, you can just do it all here and just cuts like 2 hours down. So I'm hoping that all meetings and stuff stay on Zoom because it's so much easier.
Yeah. And your sister, Amber, you're so close with her. Where is she in Ireland?
She lives in my house in Ireland.
Okay, right. And so when's the last time you saw her?
The last time I saw Amber, she came over probably August. But again, like I've spoken to Amber 3 times already today. I know that's weird, but Spencer walks in and he's like, is that Amber again? I'm like, yeah. We just ring each other about nothing. So I can't wait to see her. I think I'll get home just after her birthday. And then like she's stuck in the house with me for 5 days because I have to quarantine for 5 days, which I'm kind of looking forward to because I felt a bit anxious about going home as well. I was like, I feel like everyone's just going to want to come and like see us, and like it's too much at once. So actually, because I have to quarantine for 5 days, I'm kind of happy. I can go home, organize my house, and then behave myself, and then go and meet everyone for walks and just do nice stuff.
More
and,
walks.
Kind of do it slowly. More walks. I love walking.
Tell us about like things that you're working on. Obviously, you've got like so many different brands that you're working with and products that you're working on. What do you think the future is going to be for you? Is it going to be in fashion, do you think?
I actually do have my own fashion line coming out with Little Mistress. So we shot for that a couple of weeks ago. We're nearly finalized with everything and that will be coming out in July. I'm still doing stuff with Lucy Nagel with the tracksuits, which I loved doing. She's like the easiest person to work with ever. I've got something else coming out with, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it yet, but another Irish girl. So doing loads of bits like that. And Bear is still flying. Love doing stuff with Bear. We have a new product coming out soon, which is really exciting, and something else that I've wanted for like 2 years that will just, I feel like we need it in the range. So always working on that. I love that. My business partner's from Cork. He's gas. Can't wait to see him as well. He's great. Lots on the go. And I have a new big TV show in Ireland. That's what I'm flying home for. So probably going to be my biggest job ever to date. And I'm really excited about it.
And it's going to be on Irish TV.
on Irish TV, yeah.
Can you say anything about it? No.
Just that it's my biggest ever job to date. It's going to be a really, really cool show for Irish TV, and I'm very excited about it.
And have you started filming for that yet, or that's you're coming home to film for it?
So I fly home, yeah, and then we're going to start filming for that.
Oh, that's so exciting. Do you feel supported by Irish people?
I'll get straight back to that conversation, but first I wanted to thank Lloyd's Pharmacy for supporting The Good Glow. Lloyd's Pharmacy offer a range of services, including blood pressure measurement, BMI checks, emergency contraception, skin analysis, and an express prescription service. One-to-one private consultations are available with pharmacists or with their highly trained health coaches or skin consultants. Many of their pharmacies are open late and on weekends. For a full list of services and great offers, head over to lloydspharmacy.ie.
I do, yeah. I have a really, really great Irish following as well on Insta. And I just think, yeah, always. I feel like if you're Irish, you're always Irish and you're always kind of obsessed with Ireland, whereas Spencer could probably leave the UK and never say anything about it again. But it's a different thing with Ireland. We're really patriotic and you kind of don't even realise how patriotic you are until you live somewhere like England and you're just like always going, I know, but you haven't been to Ireland. I should see Kerry in Ireland. You should go to Kerry on your holidays. Like, it's just, you know, never stop going on about it. It's like I work for the tourism board.
And do you find that people react differently to you in Ireland than they do in the UK? Is there a difference?
I find people are always really, really pleasant. They're on a Sunday afternoon in Battersea Park, there's a few points and stuff like that. But in Ireland, people couldn't give a shite. Everyone, like, it's like if you're on TV in Ireland, it's not a huge deal, I don't think. No, I don't think anyone can give a shite in Ireland. Everyone just gets on with themselves.
And did you ever feel like pressures with the fame that you have?
No, to be honest with you, I never even look at it like that because I promise we just live a really like normal life like anyone else. I've still got all my friends that I was in school with from the age of 12, really close to all my family. I don't really have very many industry friends. Obviously I do from the shows that I work on and stuff like that. I'd be friendly with a lot of the crew and some of the cast, but mainly it's just like I have my close-knit group of friends. And even over here, like Joanne is one of my best friends. I've got my other Irish friends, James and Brian, who I always hang out with. So I've kind of like found my own Irish group over here.
Yeah, it really is. Because I think like a few years ago, it was like Laura Whitmore and Brezzy and Niall Horan. And now it's yourself and Joanne over there. And tell us about your podcast together. Whose idea was it?
Joanne and I have wanted to work together for ages, ages, ages. And then Spenny and I did our podcast together and we're doing it with Global, who I do my radio show with. And they were like, oh, if you have any other ideas for podcasts, just run it through us first. And I was like, God, Joanne, that could be great. Like, we could just go chat to each other for an hour. It'd be fun. So we kind of, we brought it to them and we had a call with the head of podcast there. And he just loved, like, it was the scattiest call ever. Like, I was like, he's going to think we're insane. And he loved it. And so, yeah, that's how that got started. But like, I don't think people realize a podcast is like, it's a fair bit of work because you do your research, as you were saying, you've got your research, we come up with our topics and then you record. Last week, we lost our recording. Actually, it was on Monday. So that's why we're going in again tomorrow. But that's how it came about. And honestly, we just have such a laugh. And like just reading all the mails from people and stuff saying they're listening to it and laughing along with us. And we wanted it to be like you were coming with it for drinks with us. And I think we kind of hit that vibe.
Yeah, you really did. Like I even see like people that I follow like sharing it now and saying like, this is such a tonic. This is so funny. And how long have you been friends with Joanne? Is she from Howth as well?
No, she's from Torquay. She's way posher than me. We were kind of in the same friendship group from about 18, but we were never close in that group. And then she moved over here maybe 3 years ago and she moved and she was kind of like going between like loads of people's houses because you know what it's like when you first move somewhere. And I was like, just come and stay with me until you get sorted out. And she just came and stayed with me. And just since then, we've just become really close. And like, especially having her here during COVID and stuff like that, like it was quite nice to have someone from home that we could just like be in a bubble with and like always be hanging out with. So it was really good to have her around.
I think when you're doing podcasts as well, like you're really putting yourself out there. So you're doing a podcast with Spencer and one with Joanne now. So does it give you anxiety that you're kind of like just being putting it all out there like that?
No, not really, because like, I mean, the only thing that annoys me is that's actually why I don't do very many podcasts, because I feel like it's something's always pulled from it for the papers.
Yeah.
It's not really put in the right context then. And it sounds, unless you listen to the podcast, it doesn't sound the same. So with Joanne, no, I don't really mind so much. I mean, some of it's so dirty, you couldn't write about it anyway. And as I said, we come up with the topics ourselves. We know what we're saying. I always listen back to the pod to make sure that everything sounds good. And cut most of what Spencer said out. He's the only one we ever have to cut. It's like,
really?
Can't have that in. So no, I'm never nervous about what's going out.
Yeah, you're being your true authentic self, which is so refreshing, I think. And that's why people love it so much, because you never know what you're going to get on a weekly basis. It just feels like you're just being yourselves. Then Spencer this week was talking about wanting to move to Jersey and out of London and things like that.
Oh my God, no, he's obsessed with Jersey. I don't know what's going to happen with the Jersey stuff. He's honestly, I hear about Jersey a good few times a week now. And I'm like, do you know, Jersey reminds me of Hoth. Like, that's what it's like. It's pretty much like being in Hoth. You go, it's like a little island. Hoth is a peninsula and it's pretty much the same. But he does love Hoth as well. He'll love it now that we have a house.
And you must be so proud of him with his business and everything he's achieved over the last couple of years. He really has a passion for it, doesn't he?
It's so nice to see, because like when we first got together, he was drinking a lot more than he is. He doesn't drink now, but he was drinking a lot more. And just to see like how much it changed in him. And he just was taking a few months off the booze. And then he was like, oh my God, I'm so much more productive, proactive. My mind works better, because he wasn't one of those people that would be dying of a hangover, but like it kind of dulls you down. And he was drinking every day, and yeah, he came up with that idea, wanted to do it. And I remember it was about, would it be 4 years ago, we were on holidays over Christmas, and that's when he came up with it, and that's when he came up with the name, and that's where he started. And it's just like, it's grown into this huge thing now. They're stocked everywhere over here. They're in Dunnes in Ireland, and I think they're going into Super Value. So yeah, I think it's amazing. And it's nice to see somebody so passionate about something and do so well. So yeah, he's delighted with himself. And he just wants to stop shiting on about it.
I think when something comes from your heart like that, you know, it's so real. And so it's called Clean Liquor, isn't it?
Oh, I get in trouble for that. They've changed it. It's Clean Co.
Clean Co.
So yeah, so they have like clean vodka, they have clean rum, clean tequila, clean gin. So that's what I know.
So can you go into a bar over there and order?
Well,
something
the thing
like that.
About it is, you can go into some like Claridge's and stuff have it now, but because COVID happened, all the on-trade stuff stopped. And they haven't really done all that yet. There's a lot of people buy it for home, but they are going to be going into bars and everything. But obviously the pubs are just back, and they're not even back in Ireland, which is just terrible.
I know, yeah. So when you talk about like self-care, I know that you love exercise. You're not a meditator.
No.
You don't, you know, practice stillness. But
oh my God, I couldn't. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
No, not a hope. Like, honestly, I wear this Whoop watch, right, that like monitors your body and how much you've trained and stuff like that. And I'm like, why is my recovery so low? And my trainer's like, John Belton, he's like, because you never stop moving. And I was like, oh yeah, maybe that's why.
Are you saying kind of that your exercise is your mindfulness?
My exercise, I'd say, is my mindfulness. I have recently started using Calm app, which I find quite good. I don't use it that much, but like sometimes, like on hangover days, my anxiety is so bad when I'm hungover. I get in the bath and I'm like, right, I'll do a 10 minute calm up and then I'll be fine. So I do that the odd time. But I suppose exercise and running are my favorite ways to just have a bit of me time.
Yeah. What do you get from running? Because I started running in my recovery from chemo, and I just started with 1 kilometer. Like, I never thought I was a runner, and I was like, I'll just see if I can do it. And I got up and I was able to, and then I was excited to go and see if I could do 2, and I built myself up. So are you finding that you feel calm when you're running?
Yeah, I just think, well, one thing you get from running is bad knees, I've learned. Mm-hmm. So, no, I just like the stillness around you because I don't wear headphones. I take Winston with me. We just go for it. Like, I might only do like 3 or 4K or something like that. And it's just really nice and calming. And like, you can people watch along the way. I just really enjoy it. It's just the quietness. I suppose that's my stillness while I'm running.
You look amazing. Do you follow a specific diet or are you really good at drinking water? What do you do to keep yourself well?
I got one of those ridiculous massive water bottles and it really helps you drink water. I do drink a lot of water. I drink a lot of dilutable, my wadi. It's terrible, but I love it. I have some here, as you can see. but no, lots of water, lots of tea. My diet isn't amazing, I have to say. I eat chocolate every day and I try to be as healthy as possible, but like I always get asked to put my diet up on Instagram, and I just don't think it's a good idea for like everyone's body is so different that you couldn't possibly have the same diet as somebody else. But a semi-healthy.
Yeah, it's all about balance though, isn't it? Like you shouldn't deprive yourself of anything in this world.
Yeah, like I don't want to go to a restaurant and not order what I want because I'm trying to like, I saw Kourtney Kardashian, it might work for her. She posted something saying that like how to like eat better when you go out and be healthy. And it's like, no, if I go to like a Chinese, like, I'm sorry, I just want to have the crispy beef. So even though I said I try to be healthy with the other one, but now if I go out for dinner, I just want to enjoy myself. I don't want to always be thinking about what I'm eating. And like you go through phases, and I know a lot of people are concerned about putting on weight over lockdown. Like you can lose weight. It's not the be all and end all.
And what's the plan for the summer then? Do you feel like you're going to be able to get away? I know we don't know, you know, obviously you're going to come home, but is the dream to like just get on a plane and go somewhere hot?
So, well, I've actually packed. So I know it sounds like a weirdo. Again, it's the organization thing, but like I go back to Ireland next week or the week after. And then I come home here for 4 days and we're meant to go away somewhere else. But currently it's not on the green list. It's amber. So I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't care because I'm going to Ireland. So Ireland is the place that I wanted to go most. And I think that I'll just be happy even with just that.
Yeah. Oh my God. It'd be so amazing to get home. And how long do you think you will be home for?
3 weeks.
Oh, and is Spencer going to come with you?
Yeah, he's going to come. I don't know if he'll stay the 3 weeks, but because I have to do that quarantine, I thought I'll do the quarantine. I'll have a few days going for walks with friends and stuff like that. And then I'm working for a week straight. So straight into that and then straight home.
And will you get to see your mum?
Well, my mum's in Spain, so she's waiting. Yeah, she's waiting for her second vaccine. So I'm hoping that she can get back. I know she's getting it on the 3rd of June, so realistically she can come home. But I'll definitely see her.
And will you take the vaccine yourself, do you think?
Yeah, I've had the first one.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, well done. So have I.
Yeah, it's so exciting.
It is so exciting.
When's your second one?
My second one is on the 3rd of June.
Oh, you're so lucky, because I tried to, because sometimes they throw them out at chemists and stuff like that at the end of the day. And we rang just to see if we could get our second one. And they're like, no, you can't do it. So first of July, we'll get our second one.
How did you feel when you got it? Did you feel emotional? Were you just happy that we were at that stage?
I just felt really happy, And actually, I had no side effects at all. I was totally, I had a little bit of a dead arm, but totally grand. But now, God, I just feel like I hope lots of people get it, because it will just make life go back to normal a little bit quicker.
Yeah, you seem like you're in a really happy place, Vogue. It's so amazing to see you, you know, with Spencer, who clearly absolutely adores you and your gorgeous kids. And I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. And I'm happy for you. You look fab. Very glowy.
Thank you so much, Vogue. I appreciate it so much.
No problem. Thank you. I'm off to Purple Dragon Play Centre now.
Thanks for listening to the Good Glow podcast, with thanks to Lloyd's Pharmacy. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate and review. It really makes a difference. And you can find the Good Glow Wellness Programme over on thegoodglow.ie.